वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सारस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्टदृशामेश पुराणार्कोऽधुनोदितः. दिस् इस् ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद् भागवतम् केन्टो 10 चाप्टर् 16 एण्ड् टुडे विल् बि covering texts 41 through 44. 44 is written on the board, so I'll just read the first three shlokas and then we can discuss text, we can chant responsively text 44 and discuss. Let me take the blessings of my superiors and pray that I can say something about all this material in an hour or less. Four verses. I don't know why he gave me so many verses. There's so much to talk about each one of them. We'll try. So first we have text 41. Kalaya kalanabhaya kalavayava sakshine vishvaya tarupatrashte tatkartre vishvahetave. No, okay, you've got it on the board, so. The meaning is, obeisances unto you who are time itself, the shelter of time, and the witness of time in all its phases. You're the universe, and also its separate observer. You're its creator, and also the totality of all causes. Purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, although appearing in different incarnations, can never be limited by time, since He is time itself, the shelter of time, and the witness of time in all its phases. Sridhar Swami takes Kalaya to be Kala Swarupa, the form, the essence of time. Kalanabha means the shelter of time, or the shelter of the energy of time. Kalavayavanam srishtyadi samayanam sakshine. He's the witness of all the phases of time. What are the phases of time? Past, present, future. That's right. So three phases. Vishva he takes as Vishrupa. He is the form of the universe, universal form, you can say. And also he is its observer. But he's not just the observer, he's also the one who makes the whole thing happen, tatkartre. And he's not just the doer, or the creator of this universe, but vishvahetave. He's the cause of everything within it as well. So this is how these uncommon ladies are glorifying the Lord. Really extraordinary realizations. Can we pray like this? Can we even think like this? Really incredible things that they have to say. Jiva Goswami has said that from text 39, 11 or 12 verses are glorifying the Lord by way of emphasizing His inconceivable and very often contradictory qualifications. the chief of which in this context is that although Kalia was a first-rate offender, still he got mercy that hardly anyone else got. We heard the other day, not everybody can expect the Lord's lotus feet upon his head, and for such a long time. We know that Krishna was dancing on the heads of the Kalia serpent. There's a beautiful shloka in this regard. Ahishita sisametam venumapurayantam valana valana gatya kaliyam chalayantyam kutile valareshya tatphanam darayantam namata namada nityam shriya shodasutam tam. That means, all of you bow down to the son of Mother Yashoda. When he was chastising this Kalia serpent, his feet were jumping from one head to another. And we heard already that his feet were reddened by the jewels on the hood of that serpent. And every once in a while, with a deft whack of his cane, he would split open one of those heads. In this way, Kalia was gradually exhausted. How many heads? We heard two different numbers. Okay, so this is the resolution. Whenever we find a contradiction in Krishna consciousness, you will find contradictions in Krishna consciousness. In fact, there's nothing but contradictions in Krishna consciousness, because that is the nature of the absolute truth. It's called achintya bheda abheda shakti, or tattva. So whenever you find contradictions in scriptural statements, you have to resolve those contradictions. You can't just choose one or the other according to your whims. They have to be resolved responsibly and in a particular manner, which is handed down in Guru Parampara. That's called Mimamsa. So he was dancing from one hood to another, and he would split them open. It must have looked like a riotous explosion of diamonds and coral at the same time in that water when Krishna was bloodying the heads of the serpent while all the water is splashing about. He's just having fun. Madhvacharya says, Kalia naga kshelani hanta. He destroyed Kalia. The destruction of Kalia was mere child's play for him. And he was showing off as well, because all the Vrijavasis had come there. They were all in anxiety. And the gopis were by this time completely in love with him. So this is Krishna's lila, his pastime. All right, so I'm getting ahead of myself here. Vishwarupaya upatashtre yuri, witness of all things. Texts 42 and 43 are taken together. Bhutamakrendriya prana mano buddhya shayatmane trigunena abhimanena gurhaswatmanu bhutaye namo anantaya sukshmaya kutasthaya vipashyate nana vadanurodhaya vachya vachaka shaktaye. Very interesting. They say, these Nagapatnis, obeisances unto you who are the ultimate soul of the physical elements, the subtle basis of perception, of the senses, and of the vital air of life, and of the mind, intelligence, and consciousness. This is all Sankhya categories. And Krishna's behind all of it. By your arrangement, the infinitesimal spirit souls falsely identify with the three modes of material nature, and their perception of their own true self thus becomes clouded. We offer our obeisances unto you, the unlimited Supreme Lord, the supremely subtle one, the omniscient personality of Godhead, who are always fixed in unchanging transcendence. We go from transcendence to mundane life. Most of us. That's what it means to be tatastha shakti. We can go either way. But the Lord is always in shuddha sattva, nityam. That's how he interprets. Kutastha. What is it? Kutastha. situated at the pinnacle. He never descends, Achyuta. So, your sanction opposing views of different philosophies. You can say anything you want. All you have to do is be expert enough about repeating your message enough that people believe it, getting yourself out there. It's all like Uharas. There are so many nonsense rascals saying so many things in 2022. All you have to be is determined. And the Lord will sanction it. He will let you do what you want. This is the meaning here. Vadanurodhaya. He doesn't stop it. And moreover, Vachya Vachaka Shakti. He is the one who possesses this power that gives words their significance. And he gives meaning to words also. Our postmodern friends like to tell us that there's no essential meaning to anything. Words, it can mean whatever you want it to mean. They say like this. That's not the case, actually. Krishna gives the meaning to words. That's what's being stated here. Vachya, Vachika Shaktiye. So they're offering obeisances to him. Now, the Nagapatnis prayed, we can't find any end to you, Ananta. Why? Because you are sukshma. You're very difficult to understand. This is how it's dealt with by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary on this verse. And he also adds that Kutastha, the dictionary says that Kutastha means he who pervades all three phases of time. We heard this already in text 41. Kala vayavasakshine. He witnesses. So here he pervades all three time periods. But you remain in one form all the time, whereas the living entities take various forms for short periods of time. When we're conditioned souls, this is what we do. Why do you have to keep dying and taking a new form? People don't question like this. The Lord doesn't do that. He comes, he reveals himself again and again. He doesn't take a form again and again. He's the same form. Ajopi sanam vyayatma bhutanam ishwaropi sanityadi. We hear from Bhagavad Gita. So we have to take these forms because they're false forms. They're fakes. We live in an age of fakes, isn't it? Deep fakes. You can even make a video of someone, say the president of Ukraine, and he's saying anything you want him to say. It's being done. So Krishna's form is real. Whatever Krishna says is real. Whatever meaning he arbits, that's reality. Satya kama, satya sankalpa, immediate fact. With us, nothing is what it seems, just like in India. In India, nothing is what it seems. And we're also not what we seem. We're not in touch. This is the problem. But by really trying to absorb these deep, deep prayers of these amazing Nagapatnis, we can gradually come to some degree of Krishna consciousness. Now, text 44. Namaha pramana mulaya kavaye shastrayonaye pravittaya navrittaya nigamaya namo namaha. Six things. One, you are the pramana mula. You are the root of evidence. Kavi, you are the person who has said all this, whatever is in the shastra. Shastra yoni, you are the shastra, which is the source of everything in spiritual life. And you take these three forms of shastras. Pravitta shastra, nivritta shastra, and nigama shastra. Nigama means the shruti. We know there are two classes. Hinduism likes to classify things. So there are two classes of shastra. There's shruti, which is the eternal, apaurusheya, unauthored shastra. Unauthored because it's eternal. That's called shruti. Vedas and the Upanishads in particular. And then there's the Smriti, and the Smriti can be divided into two broad categories. They kind of loosely correspond to either karma or gyan, depending on whether you're an action-oriented person or a theoretical person. So that's called pravritta. Those who want to get involved are on the pravritta mark. That's usually, in its best manifestations in the mundane realm, it's called karmakanda. And when we're trying to detach through knowledge and trying to get out of this world, that's more or less the jnana kanda or the jnana mark. And we become nivrittas. Nivritta tarshay rupa giyamana ityadi. This Bhagavatam is actually meant for nivrittas, not for karmis. But all three of them are arranged by Krishna. Here, the translation, we offer our obeisances again and again to you, who are the basis of all authoritative evidence, who are the author and ultimate source of the revealed scriptures, and who have manifested yourself in those Vedic literatures according to sense gratification, as well as in those encouraging renunciation of the material world. Now, we were supposed to chant this shloka, so please repeat after me. We'll get through this quickly. Namah pramana mulaya.
Namah pramana mulaya.
Kavaye shastra yonaye.
Kavaye shastra yonaye.
Pravrittaya
nivrittaya.
Nigamaya namo namah.
Nigamaya namo
namah.
Namah pramana mulaya. Kavaye shastra yonaye. Pravrittaya nivrittaya. Nigamaya namo namah. Namaha pramana mulaya. Kavaye shastra yonaye. Pravrittaya nivrittaya. Nigamaya namo nama. Ladies, anyone? Namaha pramana mulaya. Kavaye shastra yonaye. Vrittaya navrittaya. Nigamaya namo namaha. Namaha. Obeisances. Pramana of authoritative evidence. Mulaya, to the basis. Kavaye, to the author. Shastra, of the revealed scripture. Yonaye, to the source. Pravrittaya, which encourages sense gratification. Nivrittaya, which encourages renunciation. Nigamaya, to him who is the origin of both kinds of scripture. Namaha, namaha, repeated obeisances. And we've already read the translation, the purport by Srila Prabhupada's servants says, if we did not have the powers of perception and cognition, evidence could not be transmitted. And if we had no tendency to believe in particular modes of evidence, persuasion could not take place. So he's making the point here that right off the bat, pratyaksha has value. Anuman also has value. This is how we access the shastra. You have to hear it with your ears or read it with your eyes, as the case may be. And you have to think about what it means. This is pratyaksha anumana, in a sense. But the tendency to believe in particular modes of evidence, in this case shabda, in which we don't subject this to further calculations born of our own conditioning, that is the best of all the pramanas. We'll hear more about this. All of these processes, perception, cognition, persuasion, and transmission, take place through the various potencies of the Supreme Lord. It's undeniable, because everything comes from him. This is in the Chatushloki, Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam ityadi. So, the Supreme Lord Krishna is himself the greatest scholar and intellectual being. He manifests the transcendental scriptures within the hearts of great devotees like Brahma and Narad. And in addition, he incarnates as Vedavyas, the compiler of all Vedic knowledge. In multifarious ways, the Lord generates a variety of religious scriptures which gradually bring the conditioned souls through the various phases of re-entry into the kingdom of God. Om Jnana Timurantasya Jnanam Chinashalakaya Chakshuran Nimitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vanchakalpatrupyascha Kripasanthupya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Kyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Namah Madgavira Vigopala Sui Kuryat Kripayaya Dita Daiva Sampayaha Pitwa Hrishya Yustat Priyajanaha. Pavarta Deepika is the commentary written by Sridhar Swami. And there he says, Anavratatvameva hetvantarenapi suchayantahastuvanti namaha pramana mulaya. That means chakshuradinam chakshurari rupaya. They're offering their obeisances in various ways. And they're offering their obeisances to the root of all pramana. Means the root of pratyaksha, if that's what you choose. The root of anumana, if that's your choice. And shabda as well. This is the meaning. Ataiva kavaye swayam tannirapeksha jnanaya. And we offer our respectful obeisances unto the author, or the word here is used kavi. What does kavi mean? Yes, poets. Poets are highly respected in Vedic society and in Shastra. And the best of all poets? Vishramasthanamekam kavivaravajasam jivanam sajjananam. The best of all poets is Vyas, because he's written this Srimad Bhagavatam, supposedly. Again, it's eternal, but he manifests it again and again. And his knowledge is unconditional, nirapeksha. It is not attached to either karma or gyan. It's pure. Kutaha, how is that? Shastra yonaye. Because he accepts this process, Vedatmaka Nishvasaya, that the Vedas are born of the breathing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're perfect. They cannot be questioned. They're eternal. And they are the source of all the authority, as we've already mentioned. Kimcha pravittayana vrittayana gamaya namo namaha. And they take these three forms. This is the meaning. Sanatana Goswami has also said, Pramana Mula, in his view, means the cause of Pramana or the shelter of Pramana, either one. Karanaya Ashrayayava. And Kavaye, he says, means Shastra Krite, the person who makes the Shastras, or the repository of all meaning in the Shastra. That's also, in other words, walking encyclopedia, as we say in English. This is Vyasadeva. Anything you want to know, what's in the Shrutis, he knows it. He's the author of the Brahma Sutra. We'll get back to that in a moment. Brahma Sutra is so respected that it's almost on a level of Shruti. Some philosophers accept Brahma Sutra as part of the Shrutis, even. And of course, Bhagavatam is the commentary on that Brahma Sutra. So, Svata Siddha Jnanaya Atacha. Because his knowledge is swata siddha. This is a philosophical term. It means the same thing as swata pramanya. The authority of the Vedas is called self-proven. It's not subject to analysis or evaluation by the mundane minds of the conditioned souls who are twisted and twangled and pushed around by so many mundane desires. They're not really competent to evaluate. We have only to hear and accept. That's called surrender. So, swata siddha or swata pramanya, it is self-authoritative. It is not in question, the Vedas. This is the orthodox view. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is upholding that principle here. And Sanatana Goswami is doing likewise. So, Shastra Paraya. He is someone who is dependent on Shastra. We should all be dependent on Shastra. So, Pravritta Nivritta Rupaya, Shastraya Nigamaya, Tvat Agnya Rupaya. The Nigama means the order of the Supreme Personality of God. Tvat Agnya, he uses this word here. Tat Tat Vihita Acharya Va, or the various scriptures which tell us what to do and what not to do. Those who have studied Bhagavad Gita know very well, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, text 23 and 4, say, how do you choose what you're going to do? You have to decide what to do and what not to do on the basis of what the Shastra conjunction is. There's no further thought required. Everything is there, supplied for us. Tad tad vihita. Every conceivable circumstance is already covered. If we hear, that's the problem usually. So, adbhuta dvaina punar namo namaha. Therefore, in great astonishment and appreciation, they're offering their obeisances again. Jeev Goswami says that you are the cause or the shelter of all proofs. Same thing. Self-manifesting knowledge. You're proven through scripture. He says Shastra Yoni means that whatever you're going to try to say, it has to be proven through Shastra. And he quotes, or at least implies, Brahma Sutra. Anybody know the sutra? Yes. First four sutras of the Brahma Sutra is called Chatusutri. And the third one explains Shastra Yonitvat. Everything has to be based on Shastra. This is something that Srila Prabhupada emphasizes, as we will hear in a moment. In fact, he says, you are the scriptures. This is Jeev Goswami. You're the scripture itself. And nobody brings this out so unmistakably as Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In his commentary, he says, Shishta Shabda Matrasya Pramanyepi Sri Bhagavatasya Sarvadhikyamahu Pramanamudaya Sri Bhagavata Surupaya Ataiva Shastrasi Yonaye Pradur Bhavakaya Tatha Chaturvarga Pratipadakam Shastramapi Pramanamityahu. These Nagapatnis are telling us, he says, that even regarding the evidence of exemplary and perfect persons, or the Siddhanta, the Vani that we have inherited in Guru Parampara, this Srimad Bhagavatam is greater. Pramana Mulaya means unto the essence, and that essence is Srimad Bhagavatam. He says it very clearly. There is no evidence. Pramana Mamalam, we hear from others as well. Who was it? I think Srinath Chakravarti. Yeah. So, Arajyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachi Upasana Vrajavudhu Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam. And some texts also read Purana Mamalam, but either way it works. Prema Punartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Napara. The Supreme Personality of God, it is Krishna. His eternal abode is this place that we're sitting in now, Sri Vrindavan Dham. The gopis have the best method of worship. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches this paramount truth. And this is the view of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which we have the greatest respect. Very famous verse. So, therefore, unto the source, Shastra Yonaye, in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's view, means that because the Shastra reveals evidence for all the scriptures that propound the fourfold human aims. What are the fourfold human aims? What makes you a human being in life? If you pursue dharma, if you pursue artha, kama, and ultimately moksha, that is a human being. If you're not doing that, you're not yet a human being. Conventionally speaking. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the direction for these things in the Pravritti Shastras. That means the Karma Kandiya Shastras, Manusmriti, etc., and other things. The authority is conferred upon these Shastras by Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why we find these things in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, how would you prove it? Shastra Yoni. So, And for those who have realized that it's pointless to do all this, this is in the Mundaka Upanishad, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan Brahmano. What is it? Anybody know this? Nirveda Mayan Nasya Krita Kritena. A person looking through all avenues that life can provide one, he thinks, if he's thoughtful, he concludes that what is the point of all this? There's no point in adding karma to karma or subtracting karma from karma, because you still end up with nothing but karma. This tadvijnanam evabhigacham. The person who wants to know this thing, he should approach a guru. Tadvijnanartham sagurum evabhigachet. This is the famous verse. So, those are the mokshakamis, and even better than them are the nivritta-tarshas who hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. But all of them are given authority by the Supreme Lord. Why? The purport here has already told us. Let me reiterate. Point is that all different varieties of scriptures that manifest for different kinds of persons. Some people cannot manage the adhikar that is required for gyan. Some people cannot even be pious, believe it or not. In this day and age, it's really more common than not. Almost everybody is sinful. 100% sinful. Jug eyes and mud eyes in every house, Prabhupada said, or at least dhritarashtras in every house. So, therefore, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is emphasizing the supremacy of the Srimad Bhagavatam among all the pramanas. He says pramana mula, the mula of all the shastras, other shastras even, is Srimad Bhagavatam. And we've already described the function and the aim of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, we can always depend on him to get philosophical. He says that pramanana mulaya chaturlakshani rupaya tinaivahi pramanani sthiratam labhante. Lest there be any misunderstanding, these Nagapatnis are offering their obeisances under the root of evidence in the fourfold form by which we get firm proof. What is that fourfold form? It seems to me that he's saying Shabda Pratyaksha Anuman Aitihyam. That's described in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We hear from authorities in three forms. The Shastra, that's the Mula, the Shastra Yonivad. The Sadhus, that's where the Shastra comes to us from. And the spiritual master, he's the one who guides us personally. This is Shabda. In addition to shabdas, we mentioned already, we heard also that you have to use your brain. Anuman is there. And pratyaksha, you do see things and have to deal with things, tangible. So all these things are coming. But lest there's any misunderstanding about shabda itself, we should really appreciate. I think it's 11.17.28 maybe. It's in the 11th canto anyway. Shruti pratyaksham aitihyam anumana chatushtayam. Krishna says, if you want to understand your situation in this material world, you have four resources. Shabda pratyaksha anuman, and aitihyam means the assertion which is coming down through tradition. Not necessarily shastra tradition, but tradition nonetheless. That is invested with authority in the shastra itself, in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. And elsewhere, in many places. Tradition is itself authoritative in the absence of any of the other three. If you can't think, if you can't act, and if you don't know Shastra or don't have any Shastra reference, then Aitihyam is there. The default, we talked about resolving controversies, the default mode of dissolving controversies for which Shastra is not necessarily clear, is to do whatever your predecessors have always done. This is according to Manusmriti, it's also according to so many acharyas. I cannot count. So Baladevi Dabhushan is continuing here. He says, according to Brahma, in this regard, according to Brahma Sutra, Shrutestu Shabdamulatvat. This is another way of saying the same thing that we already heard. Anybody know this? Shrutestu Shabdamulatvat. What does it mean? This is in Brahma Sutra. Shrutestu Shabdamulatvat. The chief evidence is the Shruti. It's the same thing. Other evidences such as pratyaksha and so on are only acceptable if they embrace what is established by that Shruti or Shastra. This is his point. Kavaye unto the poet means unto Badarayana Vyasadeva. He said it explicitly in case anybody is doubtful. Shastra means that which disciplines, shasanam, shastadhatu. Shastra, it kind of chastises you. It tells you, no, you can't do that. You have to do this instead. That's why we don't like it. So, and it's yoni. It is the source. Yoni. Yoni means locus of generation, we can say. So, therefore, it entails involvement, which is pravritti marg. That means if you want to do agnishtoma yajnas and go to the sarga lokas, etc., that is pravritti marga, karma. And nivritti means it takes the form of shama, damadi, he says, cultivating peacefulness, disciplining yourself, this kind of detachment mode. Jnana marg, as we said earlier. Nigamaya means making something known in the form of the Vedas. We have to depend on the Vedas. Now, there's a wonderful purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thank God for Srila Prabhupada. In which he writes, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, Chapter 20, Text 352. Quote, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the way an incarnation should be accepted. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. One should accept a thing as genuine by studying the words of saintly people, the spiritual master, and the Shastra. The actual center is the Shastra, the revealed scripture. If a spiritual master does not speak according to the revealed scripture, he is not to be accepted. If a spiritual master does not speak according to the revealed scripture, he is not to be accepted. Similarly, if a saintly person does not speak according to the Shastra, he's not a saintly person. The Shastra is the center for all. This is reiterated in his purport to Fourth Canto, Chapter 21, Text Number 28, in which he writes, Narottam Das Thakur states that one has to ascertain the right path for his activities by following in the footsteps of great saintly persons and books of knowledge under the guidance of the spiritual master. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. Chitete Kori Aikya. Same verse. In case you're wondering, that is from that verse, is Bengali verse of Narottam Das Thakur, is from Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Part 1, Text 10. A saintly person, Prabhupada continues, is one who follows Vedic injunctions, which are the orders of the Supreme Personality of God. And we've heard this already from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The word guru refers to one who gives proper direction under the authority of the Vedic injunctions and according to the examples of the lives of great personalities. We've mentioned this already. This is called Shishtachara, or Aitihyam. The best way to mold one's life is to follow in the footsteps of the authorized personalities like those mentioned herein by Prithu Maharaj, beginning with Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu, he is the author of Manu Samhita. The safest path in life is to follow such great personalities, especially those mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mahajanas, or great personalities, are Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narad Muni, Manu, the Kumaras, Prahlada Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Yamaraj, Bhishma, Janaka, Shukadeva Goswami, and Kapila Muni. So this is very important principle here. That, how do we accept Shastra? What does it mean that Shastra is the Pramana Mula, or that Shastra is the Yoni? It means everything has to be based on Shastra. Otherwise, it's rudderless. To navigate the ocean of contradictory conclusions that are presented to us in life is impossible unless you're on a ship that has a rudder. And therefore, Guru is also called Karnadhara. He's the one who is, he's a captain. He's competent to negotiate the scriptural conclusions. Why? Because he's following Guru Paramparagat. He's in the Guru Parampara. He's not deviating from Guru Parampara. He's not inventing his own thing. He's not updating his own thing. He's not editing anything. He's following. Surrender, in other words. So, there's more to discuss about these points, but I'm sure there may be some questions, so I'll... Smara Hari Prabhu.
Prabhuji.
A microphone is here.
Prabhuji, thank you for a very wonderful class. It was very inspiring. Thank you. Madhvacharya appears to rate highly the Kramana of Pratyaksha, where Srila Prabhupada seems to dismiss Pratyaksha. So my question is, in Gaudiya Siddhanta, how are the Kramanas rated, and where does, how much importance is given to Pratyaksha?
Let me reiterate what I've already read from Bhagavad Gita. I will say it in Sanskrit. Shrutir mukhyam pramanam pratyakshanumane tu tad anugrihite eva pramanati mirinitam. That means that, of course, the Shastra is the main thing, but the others are also authoritative. The Shastra itself concludes that pratyaksha is authoritative, and anumana is authoritative too. Tu always means but. There's a contrast here. Anugrihite eva. It has to be in deference to what the Shastra says. That is the principle. And so we can accept, Bhagavatam accepts this, the whole point of this verse. Nivrittaya, privittaya, nivrittaya, nigamaya, namo namaha, is to show that all these things are valid. Just like back in 1975 or 76, there was a big controversy in ISKCON. Are the renunciates better or are the householders better? Big fight in Mayapur, and Prabhupada had such a headache with it. You cannot say that one is wrong and the other one is right. That they all have their importance. Look at it this way, the way that Krishna advises Uddhava to look at it. Ekam vishvatmakam pasyan prakritya purushena cha. He says, you should not praise another person's conditional nature or activities. Neither should you criticize another person's conditional nature and activities. Why? Vishvam ekatmakam pasyan prakritya purushena cha. Because instead you have to see, everything has its utility, everything has its value, everything has its place. But you cannot start moving things around and putting the wrong thing in the wrong place. This is the point. And this is why Baladev Vidyabhushan, not only here, in his other works as well, he makes this point very clear, that the Shabda is the Shabda Mula, or Shruti Shastra Yoni, means that the basis has to only be the Shastra. You can say so many things, but the basis is Shastra. Now, just to comment on your question further, that Madhva puts some importance. I mean, all of the acharyas put importance on pratyaksha. You can't avoid it. But even more than that, he emphasizes anumana. Why? We're emphasizing in this class so much about the Shastra, accepting authority, unquestioningly accepting even. But it's not a thoughtless endeavor. It is a very discriminate one. and that is called Mimamsa, we mentioned earlier. How you understand it, it's also called Mimamsa, is a Sanskrit word we call in English, or rather in Latin we call it, what is that word they have, hermeneutic. Yeah, hermeneutic is actually a Judeo-Christian term for Christian theology, but how you understand what the Shastra means to say, what the intention of the Shastra, there is a science to that. There is a hierarchy of evidences, even within the Shastra. And we've already mentioned the hierarchy of the three or four Pramanas. So Jayatirtha, who has written a book called Pramana Padati, main follower of Madhvacharya, it's very interesting. That book is 90% dealing with Anuman. A little bit about Shabda in the beginning, a little bit about Pratyaksha in the end, but mainly it's focusing on logic, because we have to use our brains to understand Prabhupada's books. As I said in the beginning, if there's an apparent contradiction or a controversy of some sort, it has to be resolved according to Mimamsa. That system is pre-existing. You don't need to invent any wheels here. And if you're not of that intellectual bent, that you don't feel so confident to do that, then for everybody else, the default resource is that you just do whatever your predecessors have always done. Don't change anything. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, we say. It's inherently conservative.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yes, okay. Panchagoda Prabhu.
Krishna enlightened Lord Brahma and Narayana heart, and the Devas explained to us how to get out of this entrapment and go back home. Different yugas, like Satya, Kriti, Yuga, Treta Yuga, they undergo different penances, austerities, and sacrifices. But it seems like just hearing the holy name, or chanting the holy name, hearing Bhagavatam is the easiest process. So why don't everyone just follow that simple process instead of going through such an elaboration?
You know, this is a wonderful question, and I found the answer to, at least analogous answer to this question, when I was studying the commentaries on the Shreyansa Dharma Viguna verses in Bhagavad Gita. There it says, I think it was Madhvacharya even, who raised the question that Arjun might think, you know, Arjun is asking the same question in effect. You know, why doesn't everybody just surrender to your advice? And you know what Krishna says in that verse? I think it's chapter 3, text number 31 is what really piqued his curiosity, but the answer comes in the subsequent verses, all the way up to text 35. He says the reason is that we have purva samskaras. Purva samskara means you're already kind of like, you have a trajectory that your nature is compelling you to follow. And so you have to struggle against that. This is the problem. And at least we have to recognize this. That's why Krishna identifies the places where our enemy is sitting. The mind, the intelligence. You know, the lust is sitting in these strategic locations. Prabhupada said the enemy has captured strategic locations in the field of activities. So Purva Samskar is a very strong thing. Even somebody knows that it's wrong to do X, Y, or Z, still he does it because he's impelled by his nature. So what to do about that nature? Do you redefine the philosophy such that you don't have to really worry about it anymore? No. The system is that you struggle, even if you fail, because every endeavor is covered by some sort of flaw. This is stated very clearly by Srila Prabhupada's purport to chapter 3, text 31, wherein he says, even if you cannot follow everything, all the discipline in Krishna consciousness perfectly in the beginning, hopefully only in the beginning, still you should try. Because gradually, by that process, you will become purified, but it may take some time, depending on how strong the purva samskaras are. If we have very bad samskaras, then we're not going to want to hear these things. We're going to reject them. We're going to invent, you know, creative theologies that sidestep the issues that bother us. And this is the problem. We all have a past. But if by divine grace, somehow or other, we can just stick with this process diligently, Everything is required. Everything that is required is given to us for free by His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, and all we have to do is embrace it. This is kind of a long answer to a simple question. I hope it's adequate. Mahaprabhu.
So, trust is the authority. We can't understand trust without Guru and Sadhu. So you're talking about hierarchy. So we would... Can you talk about the hierarchy of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra?
That's a good question.
Shastra sometimes relates to Yudhis.
Yeah.
And the Guru is here now telling us what to do. And so sometimes it appears to be a contradiction, but some people say, no, Shastra is the highest. You have to understand the Prabhupada through Shastra. Some people say, no, you have to understand Shastra to the Prabhupada.
Yes. Well, you know, you can't separate them. They're all three together. But still, the point that was made by Srila Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport that I read is that the real center is the Shastra. A Guru does not have any authority without the Shastra. Neither does the Sadhu. So it really does, Shastra Mula, Shastra Yoni means that thing only. If anybody, how do you decide who is a guru? Only if he's following what the Shastra says. Only if he's coming in that parampara, following, which means he's following what the sadhus also say.
And how you understand what the Shastra means without the guru?
Yeah, this is like a catch-22 situation. How you understand? Gradually. You know, what he says in the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yaswanu bhavam akhila shruti saramekam. You understand by personal experience, and this is something that's repeated in the 11th canto as well. Nobody has to tell you if your hunger is being appeased, if your body is being nourished, or if it tastes good. You experience it directly, pratyakshavagamam. But it takes time, because we're covered.
Okay, how about something maybe simpler? The previous acharyas say one thing, and Prabhupada seems to say something different. What do we do?
You resolve that apparent contradiction with reference to the standard shastras and the principles of Mimamsa.
So I resolve it, and then I come up with something, and someone says, but Prabhupada never said that. Is that possible to resolve that?
There's so many times Prabhupada said, where does this Prabhupada said come from? That therefore, the system that he advises in chapter 17, text 15, whatever you're saying, you back it up. This is an academic practice, standard. You give your references explicitly. Don't just, you know, I'm an authority, so what I say you should trust. That's not bona fide. That is not what Prabhupada did. Why does he say on every 10th page, Dehi nosmin yatha dehi komadam yovanam, again and again, the whole verse he gives you. Why does he do this? Only to teach us by his example. This is the system. This is how we understand Krishna consciousness. This is how we preach Krishna consciousness. He himself is setting this. Krishna himself also is setting this example. Chapter 13, text 5. Rishibhir bahudha gitam chandobhir vivithai prithak brahma sutra padesh cheva hetumadbhir vinishchitai. This thing is settled, he says, by reference to the Brahma Sutras. And implicitly it means by other shastras as well. And he sets the example also. In chapter 2, text number 20, Krishna also says, what is that verse? Najayate mriyate vakadachin nayam bhutva bhavitavan. This is directly quoting from the Upanishads. That's why Bhagavad Gita is sometimes called Gita Upanishad. So much of the Upanishads you will find embedded in the verses of Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna's giving that instruction, he's setting that example. Srila Prabhupada is giving that instruction, he's setting the example. All the acharyas in between, they're saying this much and they're giving the example of this is the system. Evam parampara praptam. And the saintly kings understood it in that way. Is it clear? Satisfactory?
Probably need another
hour. Yeah, well, that may be. We have a question here. There's this lady very patiently waiting a long time in the back also. So after this.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu, for your very nice nectar and class. From the beginning, I was feeling very good. I was drinking the nectar from Srimad Bhagavatam. I do not think that this Srimad Bhagavatam can come up with the Lord Krishna's beautiful, smiling face. According to Paramparana. So, 10.1.4, they have mentioned that
Yes.
So, glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system.
Yes.
That is, it is conveyed from the spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is realized by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for those undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who achieves Krishna's glorification of the Lord, except a butcher or one who is killing his own self.
In other words, a sinful person. Therefore, Krishna says, Yesham Tvandagatam Papam. We're not interested in karma kanda, but it's really an advantage to be pious. Because a person who can sustain a mature commitment to pure devotion is a person who's already dharmatma.
We are very, very fortunate, because you are in the chain of specific succession.
Yes. You have no idea how fortunate we are.
Really, you are very fortunate. For today's class, I feel very happy. Thank you very much for
your being
with us.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, now there's a Mataji way in the back. You can please pass the microphone. And then I think we have to stop because...
Thank you for the wonderful guest.
Bhook lag rahi hai.
So yesterday I read that when you saw Swami Maharaj, then there is a Purana, and who was given Purana and three kinds in Tamaguna, Rajaguna and Zabaguna. When he was supporting it for the first in this stage, so to Krishna Bhagavata.
Yes. So what's, that's a comment or a question? Sorry, cannot hear anything. Maybe I can answer your question after this.
It was a comment. Because
oh, okay.
Guru is always an initiate of the Lord, and like you said, so in the Vedic culture, there is many explanation and commentary from different avatar or different but Vyasa is Krishna himself.
Yes. And in particular, this is the fruit of the following the instructions given to him by his Guru Narad. He himself was dissatisfied with all the other Vedas. Narada told him why, and he produced his Srimad Bhagavatam. So its position is paramount, no question about it. Why the contradictions we see everywhere? There's so many reasons, good and bad reasons. But Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost evidence. Okay, so we really have to end right now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.